SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Figuri ġodda juru li waħda minn kull 6 persuni anzjani fl-Awstralja esperjenzaw abbuż fdill-aħħar sena bil-pandemija tal-COVID-19 tagħmel din il-problema għar. Bħala parti mill-Jum Internazzjonali tal-Persuni Anzjani, kampanja ġdida qed tiffoka kontra dawk li jabbużaw mill-anzjani u tfakkarhom biex jarfu r-riżultati ta' l-azzjonijiet tagħhom. Il-kampanja tal-Kummissjoni ta' Drittijiet Umani fl-Awstralja turi kif l-abbuż tal-anzjani jista' jkun taħt forom differenti minn abbuż fiżiku għal abbandun tal-bżonnijiet tal-persuni anzjani. Din hija parti mill-kampanja.
He's always asking me to do things. Drive him to the shop, take him to the doctor, but I'm busy with my own life, and I don't have time for all his stuff too.
You know, I've been under a lot of pressure. Work's been flat out, the kids are always at me, and I haven't had a holiday in ages. Then we go around there, and all she does is complain. So yeah, sometimes it gets to me and I just lash out.
Din hija skuża komuni ta' dawk li jabbużaw mill-anzjani, imma għal dawk l-anzjani li jgħaddu minn dell-esperjenza hemm sens li ma jafux ser jaqbdu jagħmlu. Parti oħra mill-kampanja fejn nisimgħu l-anzjani.
He's my primary carer, and I don't ask for a lot, but I do need help with my groceries and my medical care. I don't know what would happen if I miss my medication again.
I'm really grateful that he comes over. It's just, I never know what version of him I'm going to get. And it makes me feel unsafe.
Il-Kummissarju ta' Diskriminazzjoni kontra l-età Kay Peterson tgħid li lan tal-kampanja huwa li timbidel l-idea ta' dawk li qegħdin jabbużaw mill-anzjani għax ma jifhmux li dak li qegħdin jagħmlu huwa trattament ħażin tal-anzjani. Dan jista' jkun taħt forom differenti bħal meta wieħed jgħajjat mal-anzjani jew jitkellem magħhom differenti. Jista' jkun abbuż psikoloġiku fejn jidħlu l-finanzi, abbuż sesswali, fiżiku jew sempliċiment abbandun. Huwa li persuna anzjana ma tkunx ittrattata b'rispett kif jixraq.
A lot of people don't understand what they're doing is really seen as elder abuse. So it's about just alerting them to think about how they're treating older people. It can take many forms, but it's a way in which a person, because of their age, is treated differently. Either spoken down to, yelled at, they think you're deaf, so they speak loudly at you. Or it can be psychological, it can be financial, it can be sexual, it can be physical, or just neglect. It's not treating people, older people, with respect.
Dawk l-aktar fil-periklu huma dawk iżolati fattur li kiber minħabba il-pandemija tal-COVID-19. L-Istitut Awstraljan tal-Istudji tal-Familja sab li waħda minn kull 6 persuni fl-Awstralja għaddew minn xi forma ta' abbuż f'dawn l-aħħar 12-il xahar. Imma Kay Peterson tgħid li terz biss minn dawn in-nies anzjani fiċċew l-għajnuna. Iħossuhom imbarazzati li uridhom qed jitrattawhom ħażin, jibżgħu li xi għajnuna li qegħdin jingħataw tispiċċa.
They feel embarrassed that why is my son or my daughter doing this to me? They feel concerned that any help they get will be withdrawn and they don't realize that there's help available. There is help available and more people are being experienced in the way they can help. And older people don't want to go to court, but what they want is some way to be able to discuss this with the family, because mainly it's families who perpetrate the abuse, not always. And they want to be able to negotiate that. And we have some trials now being undertaken where the mediation can take place.
Il-Kummissjoni ta' Drittijiet Umani tgħid li l-arfien huwa importanti għal dawk il-komunitajiet minn sfond kulturali u lingwistiku divers. L-abbuż tal-anzjani jista' jkun irrapportat billi wieħed iċempel wieħed 800-353-374. Nirrepeti, wieħed 800-353-374.